Enjoyed that today. We just started off a little different today on our first number with the Elkwood Quartet is the Glory Cloud. Our next number is I'll Be Standing With My God, featuring Brother Kenneth Underwood.
All the saints that have gone before.
And now our next number. I believe he's coming back again. I believe he's coming back, like he said. Now the next number is Precious Hand. Next number now, He's Mine. Mm-hmm. Talking on our program about the light of the world and the light that a Christian must be and all of this, of course, starting off here, and I'm going to read and talk a little bit from the first chapter of St. John today, and of course we realize that God sent John the Baptist before him to bear witness of him and to be a light for him. And John had the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. And this, to me, by the Word of God and the teaching of the Word of God, that's what you and I are to do, is to be a forerunner of Christ. And, of course, he has ministers that he sent on the way, and many children of God, and many people that's trying to serve God today and are serving God. There's many people that's given God a lot of their time, but I'm be reading today from the first chapter of St. John, if you'd like to read with me, at the beginning, at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same came in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and in the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, this is for 2 weeks now that I'll be dealing with the light. Now, this said here, there was sent before God. Let me back up and read the third again. The third, fourth, and fifth. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, so then that Christ lived this life, he sent John even before that he started in any notable way of the doctrine that he came to teach. John went before him teaching that there was one mightier than he, whose shoe latches he was not worthy to loose. He would baptize him with baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So God's purpose is to use men in this world and women, use them in this life as Christians, and some of them that he's placed in the way, as he did John, and he did his apostles and others, that he has placed to carry the gospel for him, and to be a light for him in this life. The sixth verse, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So this is our testimony, this is our message to you, that Christ is coming, as John taught to you. Christ is coming one of these days, and he's coming after a people that's been taught right, and people that have placed their lives in his hands to live and to be a witness and to be a light for him. Now let's go to the 14th. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. So then the Word is Christ, and the Word was Christ, and the Word will be Christ from now on. Why? Because he came and dwelt among us. He lived the gospel. He lived the life that pleased God. It pleased his Father. And of course, to set up a plan for men and women to be able to follow. Men and women that they could live in this life as he would have them to. And now the 15th verse. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and the grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So then we're living by grace. We're living through grace in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the love of God, through the care that Jesus has for us. This is our lives today. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And as this is the record of John, when the Jews sent the priests and the Levites and from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then art thou? What then art thou, Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered, saying, I am baptized with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latches I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Now, as we've mentioned over and over, John came before Christ, and he came to tell of his coming. He came to tell that he was coming to lay out a life, a plan, whereby men and women could be saved. And of course, after this, and he set up the church, he set it up, then the other men would tell of the coming of the Spirit of Christ, of the Lord coming in the life of men and women to live with them that they might inherit heaven. Many people feel that they're going to heaven and realizing that they're committing sin each day. But let's go back. Let's think about this. There's no way, because when the Lord cast Satan and his angels out, he set up cherubims. He fixed it so that Satan could never get back in. And so then, if a man could live a life down here for Satan and Christ too, when Christ came back to take him back, he would take Satan back with him. But my friends, there's no way. When Christ comes back, he'll come after that man and woman that's free from the sins of this life. And I pray the Lord that each of you that are listening to me, I'm talking just as honest as I know how. I'm trying my best to get before you that there is a life that a man and a woman can live only through Christ, but through Christ Jesus, being born again, being regenerated and born to the Spirit of Christ. A man and a woman can serve God through the Holy Ghost, because Christ lived this life and he can live it in you. Now let's move to the 29th verse. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John by record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Unto whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and by record that this is the Son of God. So John was not in the dark, and God does not intend for you and I or any people to be in the dark when Christ comes. There's no intentions, and there's no reason for a man and woman to not know when Christ comes, because when he comes, as I've told you in nearly every program, and I trust that you will hear me, that salvation was set up on the day of Pentecost. Now, as Christ, as John saw the Spirit settle upon Christ in the bodily shape of a dove, the Holy Ghost comes unto men and women with an evidence that people can understand and know that they are born of God, that they can know the way of the Lord. And as it came upon the apostles, as it came to them there on the day of Pentecost, and as they rejoiced in the Holy Ghost, people thought they were drunk because of the Spirit of God, because that their bodies could not contain without maybe even staggering. And I know, no doubt, because when I received the Holy Ghost, I rejoiced and I praised God with the loud voice and with the love of God in my heart. And I realize and know that on that day that it must have been a wonderful time. How that I would have liked to have been there to have seen the rejoicing that was carried on the day of Pentecost. But it came, and as John knew the Lord and knew him by this Spirit of God settling upon him, we know each other. And we know by ourselves and by our understanding of the Word of God, I understand that Christ, as he came into my life, that he brought so much joy that my heart and my soul couldn't contain it. Now, if you will, you can move over into the third chapter. We'll read just a little bit over here what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. And as Nicodemus came to him by night and asked him, began to ask him questions. And he asked him, said, Jesus, let me go back. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou heareth the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh, nor whither it goeth. So is every one that's born into the kingdom of God. So there's a knowledge that come when the Holy Ghost came. And he said it would come now in this manner, as the wind blowing the trees. And now listen as it came to him on the day of Pentecost. Listen how it reads. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as the fire. And it set up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now there's that rushing mighty wind. As the Holy Ghost had come to these people on the day of Pentecost. And they were rejoicing and really having a wonderful time, no doubt. But if you'll stop and think now, this rejoicing that carried on, there was Jews, devout men of every nation there that day. And these people, as they were there, they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. They accused them of being drunk. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken these words, or my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. May God bless you. Our time is gone. And we trust that you'll tune in with us again next week.